And I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and my show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. I'm a clinical psychologist, and that means you can call me with any questions you would ask a counselor or a therapist, things that are on your mind and what might be on your mind. Maybe you're really frustrated with your kids and you don't know how to handle a situation. Maybe it's a problem with yourself. You're procrastinating, or you just feel like you don't know how to speak up to people who matter to you. Maybe it's your husband or your wife, or maybe it's your mother or father. Maybe there are long-standing issues that have been there and you have just kind of brushed them under the rug and you just feel like something needs to be said, but if you do say it, you think it's going to come out all wrong, that you'll make matters worse, and oh, what's the use anyway? How do we express ourselves? Here's the question I received about how do you communicate something. And maybe you have a sister. I know I have two younger sisters. And this is a question about a sister. And the younger sister is asking the question here. It's from Maggie. Hi, Dr. Kenner. I am 47 years old, and I work day in and day out with my 53-year-old sister, Carla. She giggles through every single sentence when things are not funny at all. I realize the psychology of this is that she feels insecure. My question to you is, how can I handle this? Because it is so unnerving and irritating to listen to her laugh. But I don't want to hurt her feelings. And I've also heard comments from others at work that they do not think she is the sharpest tool in the shed. I fear it's because of her inappropriate giggling. Thank you, Maggie. So Maggie, when anybody hears nervous laughter, it makes us feel anxious because we wish the person were more relaxed, especially if it's your sibling, you know, someone, your older sibling in this case. So let's take a look first at nervous laughter and then take a look at what you can do. So nervous laughter is going to be hard on, as I just said, the people listening, and it's also hard on your sister, Carla, because she is sending mixed messages and masked messages. You don't know what she's laughing at. The laughter isn't pure. She's not responding, obviously, to something funny, but she's camouflaging other emotions. That's what nervous laughter is. And what does it do to Carla? Well, it prevents her from being true to herself. She's not able to get out the underlying feelings, the nervous part of nervous laughter. So why do any of us laugh nervously? And if you think about it, there can be multiple reasons. And then we'll tie them all together at the end. One is that maybe you feel really shy or insecure. You know, you're meeting someone on a date for the first time, or you're going to a job for the first time, and you're just feeling that stress, and that stress is coming out as a, hi, how are you? That nervous laugh. Or you could feel embarrassed. Maybe someone spilled coffee on you, and it's on your favorite shirt, and you're thinking, oh, I wish I could take this in a lighter sense, but I love this shirt. I am really upset, but I don't want to show it. So you say, oh no, it's okay. It's okay. You know, it's funny. You spilled coffee on me, but you're nervously laughing. Or maybe you observed a trauma. You know, my husband and I will watch Kate on very rare occasions, maybe once a year, funniest home videos, and it's always the same. You see a clip in which a girl is riding her bike, and they say, now, what is she going to hit? Her head, her stomach, or her leg, you know? And she falls on her head, and then you hear the canned laughter or the laughter in the audience if it's live. But it's a nervous laughter. It's not funny. I don't get it with those films, with those little clips. Another one could be that you're covering up a lie. Maybe a politician is spouting something he truly doesn't believe, and you hear the, isn't that right? Aren't we all happy? You hear that forced laugh, and it betrays the lie. You know, you listen to him, and you know he's not being sincere. Or one last reason, you could feel very angry. Maybe a wife is very upset with her husband and she wants to yell at him, or she even has this urge to push him or something. And instead she goes, that laugh comes out, and it's really a lot of stress and anxiety. So what is the same in all these situations? It's not laughter. It's not that joyous belly laugh, that humorous laugh. It's not that celebrate, that laugh of celebration or release or delightful laugh. It is an anxiety. It is a feeling of being at odds with yourself. You're hiding deeper emotions. We're going to come back to your sister now, Carla. How do you deal with her nervous laugh when you have to work next to her every single day and it's driving you crazy and you're in your 47, she's 53. So how do you deal with an older sister? So there are some situations that you want to check out that could be medical. For example, instead of rushing to think your sister's insecure, maybe she does need a medical checkup because, you know, vascular problems such as a stroke could mask that. But if you know your sister's insecure, it could be just insecurity. You also want to rule out things like a tic disorder or hypomania or maybe some other psychological problems. So what can you do with your say to your sister? Well, you have options. Do you have an option to work away from her at work? Maybe you don't have to work side by side with her every day, or maybe you could change jobs. The second is to ask yourself, what do I want to accomplish by speaking up to my sister? Do you just want to vent? Do you want to reach out to her? Do you want to get closer to her? So assuming that you've sent body language that lets her know that you're uncomfortable with her, at a time when you're both relaxed, you could say, Carla, I think we both know that I get frustrated with your laughter. I'm also curious, if you ever feel open to talking about it, I'm certainly willing. I'm wondering if I play a role in it. I'd like for us to feel more at home with one another. And then you can both learn assertiveness skills, because that would give you a way to express yourself to your sister without attacking her. And it may be the best gift you ever gave her, because sometimes being quiet when you observe something in someone you love doesn't help them change the problem. And they continue relating that way, and they don't have a way to change. So you could even get some help for yourself or Carla in dealing with this issue from academyofct.org. That's academyofcognitivetherapy.org. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner on the Rational Basis of Happiness. Toll free 1-877-DR-KENNER.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and co-author Dr. Edwin Locke.
Loving a narcissist is a frustrating, painful, and ultimately heartbreaking experience because they have unlimited wants but nothing positive to offer another person. The more narcissistic a person, the worse it is for romance. We should add that there are people we call clueless when it comes to relating to other people, and yet who are not actually narcissists, nor are they suffering from any inborn disorders such as autism. They are typically people who have been deprived emotionally in childhood and thus not in touch with their emotions and are impoverished when it comes to having their own values. This makes it hard for them to be sensitive to the emotions and values of others, simply because they do not know any better.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.